Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, and thanks for tuning in to my 21st Century Talk for a no-bullshit world. And we got Shannon in the studio again today.
Hello, happy Friday.
Oh, it's awesome. I'm digging your energy, and I'm seeing you cross the street again this morning. I didn't tell you. You're like 100 yards in front of me. What's up with
always
that?
Always one step ahead.
Right, with those long legs.
Yeah.
Oof. I had already comments about you the picture we posted.
Oh, really?
Oh, the guys from back east are like, wow, dude, she's hot. She's got great legs. I'm like, okay, guys, here we go.
Yep, you got to wear those short shorts.
You got to wear them. And speaking of that.
It's too hot to wear pants. Although no. I'm wearing pants right now, so.
We have the best weather in the world. I don't want to get on the weather kick, but.
Yeah, we could go for hours.
For hours, yeah. But I'll tell you, let me tell you what happened to me yesterday. Well, I'll talk about this event. I went into Hollywood last night and started in North Hollywood. So anybody who's taking the subway, do you ever take the subway?
No.
No kidding.
Or I took, yeah, I guess
maybe
like
to
once.
Go downtown, yeah, and you go to the beach, like Culver
downtown.
City.
Yeah.
I like the subway here. Really, yeah. I give a shout out to all the metro workers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys are great. So,
well, people don't take advantage of the public transportation out here at all.
Do not. Nope. They complain, and yeah. Everybody needs a car. That's bullshit. Yeah. You can get around public transportation.
Yeah, I took the bus for a while. I got a DUI last year.
No kidding.
Yeah, and ooh. I had to take it for like 5 months.
In L.A.?
It really wasn't that bad, no. Just on Santa Monica Boulevard, yeah, from West Hollywood to Beverly Hills.
Wow. It set you back like $5,000 or $10,000?
Yeah, six.
Oof, that's what I
which
thought.
Which was good
that's
compared
good.
To a
yeah.
lot of people, yeah.
A friend
yeah.
of mine about 10.
Yeah.
Set you back. You don't want to be doing that.
Not to get on a tangent, but this one guy ran into a pole, like one of the wooden ones with the electric things, and to replace the pole was $50,000.
No shit.
Just the pole, yeah.
Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you, you got to get your shit together if you got a DUI.
Yeah, straight
can't
up.
Can't do that here. I told you, I stopped drinking 6 months after I got here.
Mm-hmm.
No kidding, because this is the town, you know, it'll ruin you.
No, I'm a huge advocate on
can't
do
can't be
not
doing that, girl. I know you're just wild enough.
Just wild enough.
Just wild enough.
Gotta
but no,
there.
Let me tell you about this fashion, because I was at all about fashion last night. I'll talk about that in Hollywood, but was in North Hollywood, took the subway, and you know, I don't usually do this, but this gal, I'll tell you, she had the hottest outfit on. I went up to her. When I got off the train, I'm like, hey, I'm like, that's a great outfit. She's like, oh, she had on, it was like this sort of tight, you could totally do this, like a dress that sort of one piece kind of went, you know, not too short. It wasn't one of those short shirts, but it went down. Then she had, coming up from the ground, these really cool shoe boots. And then she had these long, they weren't just above the knee stockings. They kind of went up to where they were 2 inches away from the dress.
Oh, okay.
That little bit of skin. Oh, let me tell you.
It was classy.
Classy.
Not trashy.
Not trashy at all. I was like, wow. I'm like, these things, because they're usually, I see them above the knee. And now they're like, really, I'm like, I like that. Hey, the little bit of skin. I was telling Alex Lombard, gave a shout out to her last night at the event. She was wearing a dress, and I thought it was actually going to be like a see-through thing. When I first looked at it, I was like, is that see-through? And you can kind of see her breath. Well, she's like, Reg, come on. I'm like, why not?
Yeah, exactly.
It's Hollywood.
No bras, thought
maybe.
Right?
I was looking for your nipples there. I didn't see them. But anyway, I did say that to her. I did. But
what kind of event were you at?
This was an event, Dress for Success. It wasn't about but it was about fashion. At the Hollywood. Yeah, we'll talk about it. I'm going to talk about that.
Cool.
Yeah. I kind of left it so it's organic between Shannon and I today because I'm debuting this comedy monologue. That's like pretty exciting. But so much for that. But I'm telling you, fashion, ladies, you got to be you. This gal definitely was her, and then she was smiling. It was great.
Cool.
Be thinking about that.
Yeah.
But so why don't we get started with this little comedy monologue? What do you think?
Let's jump right in.
Let's here you go, guys.
Got.
It's the debut, so hey, cut me some slack. Well, let me ask you, though, because you probably read this. Did you hear about the new Tesla Motors self-driving car? Yeah, true. Yes. It's the Model S sedan, right? It allows its owners to remotely start it and summon the car, quote, you know, summon the car to them, so long as it's on private property. It's kind of like an autopilot, right?
Right.
Kind of cool, right? Well, of course, you know, the CEO, Elon Musk, he's the guy who made a killing off of PayPal. You know, he's worth about $10 billion, 9.6 to be exact. Mm-hmm. Well, he says for his next project, he's going to launch an app that gives car thieves all the passwords to every car sold, so long as they give them half the proceeds of what they hawk.
No. No way.
No, that's the joke. Oh, come on, Shannon. What the hell? Holy cow, I'm starting off bad here. She thinks I'm telling the truth. These are jokes. But, you know, the Tesla factor.
You got me.
I got you. You're like, oh, shit.
Well, that app that we were talking about on Wednesday is just as ridiculous. So I thought, what else are they coming up with here?
Well, let me tell you. I'm on the roll.
All right. I got you.
Tesla factory. It's in Fremont, California, right? They had 2,000 people at this event. It was like the unveiling event. It's like Academy Award party, they say. They'd say, this car, right? The Tesla, and I know this, we're in Hollywood. It's called the Hollywood Car du Jour, right? And it sells for a mere $70,000, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, the same amount that all these Hollywood peeps spend on their dog grooming every year.
Ain't that the truth?
Right?
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, they said the atmosphere at this unveiling event was so charged and rife with unabashed fanboy behavior.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they used that word, unabashed fanboy behavior, reminiscent of the Apple iPhone launches under Steve Jobs. Yeah, I mean, it ought to be, considering they're going to be getting back another $30,000 from every car sold from those car thieves in that app, making it about $100,000 per car.
Yeah.
come on. All right, I thought these were funny when I was making them up. All right, how about this? You heard this news. The Nobel Peace Prize was awarded today.
Mm-hmm.
To two women, 60-year-old gal, India, Kailash Satyarthi. Yeah, I think I got that right. Satyarthi. Mm-hmm. And Pakistan's Malala Yousafzai. She's 17, right? For struggles against the suppression of children and for, this is pretty good, for young rights, including the right to educate, which I'm all about, right? Worthy recipients, no doubt. And they say, child labor and slavery should be abolished. Yeah, well, just ask those children warriors on the Game of Thrones. Those guys, they got to, you know, I don't know about abolishing it in that movie.
Nope.
No, but really, the winners are all the children in the world, no doubt. There's 168 million child laborers. Did you know that?
Wow.
It's a big number.
That is huge.
In 2000, that was 14 years ago, the figure was 78 million higher. So we're going in the right direction.
That's good.
We're making progress. Yeah. The only problem is these kids are being enslaved by adults. Now who's the immature one?
Yeah, seriously.
They got to get their shit together.
Kids run this world. They run their parents for sure.
You got it. Kids run their parents. I like that. That's why you're looking to have kids anytime soon?
No. Actually, last night somebody asked me, do you have any kids? I was like,
what?
Ew, no.
Dude's asking you that?
It was a girl.
Oh, a girl.
Yeah. She's like, so, how old do you have any children?
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't tell how old she was. She was like 5 foot tall, like looked young, but was married. I was just like, oh my God.
What's young to you?
I think she looked like early 20s.
Early 20s? Okay, yeah, these guys in the studio. I just saw the band come in, so we got the,
cool.
Yeah, I'm really psyched. You know, today's Acoustic Friday, guys.
Yeah.
So we have, we got, it's kind of pretty exciting. Kids on McCadden. Yeah, we're gonna check that out. So they're here shortly, so give us another 10 or 15 minutes. But speaking of the Nobel Peace Prize, did you know? Well, President Obama was definitely not offended that he didn't get it, but the Pope? Well, that's another story. Yeah. He was the odds-on favorite, Pope Francis. They said he would win. It would be historic. The first Roman Catholic pontiff, no doubt, to win the Peace Prize.
Yeah.
Guess what? He was so disappointed, though. I mean, this is pretty sad. He was so disappointed that he blew off his regular Friday morning yoga burn video workout with Rodney Yee.
That guy.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Yeah, he works that Pope.
He works that Pope. I mean, you do that video. Yeah. You know, it was my first screenplay. It was called Yoga Burn.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I'd never seen this video prior to writing that. Yeah.
Oh.
Which Boulevard Zen came out of that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it was like a 2-year film with $10, $15 million worth and then got it down to a day in the life.
Yeah,
hey, that's how you're making things happen.
Yeah, exactly. Write what you know.
You got to write what you know. It's like teach what you know.
Exactly.
Right. So there you go. That's why you got to have your shit together, right? In all aspects. But I'll tell you, you with kids, I mean, I could see the MILF, you know, the mother's, everybody knows what MILF is, right?
Yeah.
I could see you, but you're too young for having little kids running around.
Yeah, I mean.
You should see the face you just made.
Yeah. No way. I can't even, I'm not even responsible for myself.
Well.
I can't even get my own shit together. Got to
get your shit together. You got to get that personal assistant over there, Google Now. Remember that?
Yep. Exactly.
You need that.
I bought a plant not too long ago and it already died. I had to throw it out yesterday. Like, that's how irresponsible I am.
Can't take care of a plant.
Can't even take care of a plant. Mm. So simple. And it was a succulent too, which kind of are like a little self-sustaining. Dead.
Bad news. You're bad. You're bad mom. Yeah, I think you'd be a bad mom.
Well, actually, this one I used to babysit, and 2 years ago at the Jersey Shore.
Of course.
Wildwood,
of course.
I was out the night before and got really, really, really drunk. And the next morning, I was babysitting these kids on the beach, and I fell asleep. And they were like 9 and 5, and they went boogie boarding. Oh. And my mom comes down, and she wakes me up, and she's like, what the hell are you doing? They are not paying you to sleep. We had to walk a mile down the beach to find them because the current took them.
What?
I had like a panic attack. So I was like, oh my God, I lost else's children.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, you drunk? Hungover?
Hungover.
Of course. There you go again. Booze.
Booze.
Man, I like having you because now I get to pick on you.
Yeah.
All these boosters. Remember Memories in Margate? I used to go to Margate.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the elephant, Lucy?
Yeah. Well,
I write about this. You got to read. Well, you haven't read my memoir yet, but when you do, you got to read Senior Week. I met this chick. I was on a blanket. I was all boozed up, passed out. We were partying Senior Week.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, I wake up and there's this like chick on my blanket. My buddies were on her blanket hitting on those girls, and she's on my blanket. They said, go over there. She was like the odd wheel over there. So next thing you know, I hooked up there all for the whole week.
Really?
It's like the best week. Yeah, it was great.
So you were near Lucy the Elephant?
Yeah, we always used to put our blankets. Everybody would meet from Penn. Okay. I went to Penn, so we would say, oh, meet at Lucy. You know?
Oh, fun.
And we'd go to the beach there, and then, yeah, I don't know, whatever we did. But we were all boozed up from the night before.
Oh, yeah, you probably don't even remember what you did.
No, I'd be just hanging on a blanket with some babe that I'd spent a week with.
Yeah.
I don't think I...
Your friends were good wingmen.
They were great wingmen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're written about. And it's funny, one of my buddies called because I say their name. He called me up. He goes, hey, Tolls. They used to call me. Well, I still do.
Yeah.
He goes, I like how you, you know, you don't release any names, so you protect the innocent. I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, my memoir. There's a million stories. But sometimes I change the location just because, sometimes I change.
Yeah, spice it.
Change the profession of the babe, but a lot of babe stories.
Keep it a little secret. Yeah.
Speaking of babe stories, I used to definitely take all the babes over here. Dairy Queen. Ooh, you're a DQ for everybody from Jersey.
My dad is a huge Dairy Queen fan.
Huge.
Well, because in Jersey, it would only be open during the summertime. So he always makes friends with businesses like Wawa.
Your old man's buddies at Wawa. Like,
he
walks in, they're like, yo, Norm.
I swear to God.
He has
this one Wawa. And Dairy Queen, too, walks in, everyone's like, Bill.
Oh, that's awesome.
Dairy Queen. So weird. He doesn't have friends, but he has these workers that are his friends. It's really bizarre.
Bizarre. Well, I mean, you know, old man's cool.
Yeah.
He's kind of hip dude.
Yeah, he is.
Well, shout out to the old man over there. Dairy Queen is our DQ. Yeah, the ice cream operator, you guys know it. They said that malware called Back Off is to blame, check it out, for all this, you know, customer identity theft, so to speak. Customer names, payment, credit card information, expiration dates, essentially. Given all these hackers the ability to use the customer's money, right? They hacked it in. But here's the good news. They said they contained it. There's only 395 outlets that were hacked out of 4,500. Not too bad, right? Less than 10%.
I guess. Yeah.
Well, here's the bad news. Everybody that got hacked is now going to see a $70,000 charge on their credit card for the new Tesla car. Hate when that happens. So I tied that back in.
Those thieves are smart.
Those thieves are smart. All right, that's my first little, you know, I get my toe in the water there on some comedy. What do you think?
You did great.
Did great.
Yeah.
DQ, got the old man in there. Give a shout out.
You got to wrap it back up around.
Yeah.
Use your jokes within your jokes.
Let's do that. And on that note, let's go over to the, I like that.
Love that.
Swoosh. Get your shit together. We've been talking about that all day. Well, here's the award, and I did speak to this with Shannon because...
This is unbelievable.
Well, to use your favorite word, effin'-believable.
Yeah.
Hands down winner today, this jackass, okay, shall I say? No, loser today. Marquise Cummings 24-year-old guy.
Okay, shout out.
Who punched a one-year-old girl on the right side of her face, causing serious harm. Okay. Toledo, Ohio, this bozo on Monday night. Yeah, right, check it out. He's visiting Simone Day. She's 20 years old. She's the mom of the daughter, right? So Day takes her daughter into a different room, they say, so they could have sex, mm-hmm. right? And it's a like, good move over there, Simone. At least you had the wherewithal to take the baby out of the room. Biatch. Yeah. Biatch.
That would be scarring.
Jamokes over there. That's what we call them back east, a bunch of jamokes. After sex, she took a shower. Well, at least she's cleaning up over there. Why Cummings, no pun intended on his name, took the girl... The little baby downstairs to get a drink. Now, who the hell knows what he was getting a drink? I could just imagine. The girl wouldn't stop crying, so he punched her in the face. Yeah. He's out $75,000 bail, this guy. And check it out. Previous arrested for robbery, disorderly conduct, underage drinking, and now he's got a felonious assault to the name. Are you Jackass Cummings? Right?
Jackass.
Hands down.
Yeah. Makes me look pretty good. My babysitting skills.
Well,
much better than that.
Makes you look good, but I don't know. Falling asleep and losing the kids. That's like a movie. No, I mean, nowadays you got to be serious, man. There's all these whack jobs. When I was growing up, nobody forget about it.
But is it that maybe that was going on back then, but there wasn't this media spreading it all around? Like, I think that there's more of an outlet to get this information out there.
No, I think days were different where you did that back then, and the guy whose kid you took would shoot you in the face. Yeah, forget about it. Yeah. Italians? No. We go after that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, back then, I think people were dissuaded a little more because of the customs. I do. But maybe not. What do I know? I got to look at the statistics. That's research. We'll talk about that for next week. Yeah. But this guy definitely gets his shit together, right?
I mean, that was ridiculous. That's disgusting.
Oof. I'm
slipping what are you, was he on drugs? Like, what are you possibly thinking to punch a baby?
I don't know. That's not something, Rich. I guess he doesn't know, I don't get it. That doesn't make any sense. It makes no, a 1-year-old baby? Yeah. I mean, this is the kind of guys that they should have other people punch them in the face.
Oh, yeah.
Get Mike Tyson. Okay, you do this, you get one shot from, whatever.
Yeah, these guys. His ear off.
Yeah, he's not going to fare too well if he goes in the slammer. No. All those guys have kids. Can't be messing around.
Yeah. He's going to be pounded.
Yeah, well, let's put that Cummings behind us.
Yeah. Jack, he ain't going to be coming in jail.
He ain't going to be coming anymore. Well, if he is, good luck.
Yeah.
Boys. All right, we're going to have to cut this one short there, Shannon. I was going to really kind of dive into this. We are going to touch base, and you're going to be here next week, right?
Yes.
Cool. So we're gonna do part one, and then we're gonna go get the band in here. We definitely want to get them going, play a couple songs.
Yeah, these guys are great. Stick around.
Oh, they are. Let me tell you.
Do not tune away.
I'm not even. I don't know. Should I give it away? But they have their influences. This band is influenced by Lauryn Hill, Paul Simon, Fleetwood Mac, some amazing, amazing artists that I kind of grew up on. And what I'm thinking is our lead. She sounds like a cross between, now she's listening hopefully in the other room, Lauryn Hill, Macy Gray, and Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
She's got like this whole cool thing going on. I don't know. I love
three
that song.
Three beautiful artists.
Oh, incredible. Incredible. Mm-hmm. And that song, Coming for Your Heart. I don't know, hopefully playing that. But
And I love their influences. Those are
tremendous.
Paul Simon, Fleetwood Mac.
I grew up on Fleetwood. Landslide. How about the Chain Gang? I mean, love her. She's one of the best.
My favorite is Silver Springs.
Oh, yeah.
They're coming here in November.
No shit. Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah. Wow. I do believe.
Mick Fleetwood. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. What a band. I used to listen to them before baseball games when I was in high school. We're talking 70. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
amazing.
Yeah. I'm telling you. Well,
they're timeless.
They are, and they're all about quantity versus quantity. That's our topic of the day. We're going to give you part one. It's all about quantity versus quantity. And last night, I want to give a shout-out to everybody here at Dress for Success. What a great night. It was at the W in Hollywood. Yeah, there was a fashion show and all. It's called Day to Night, right, at the W Hollywood Women's Wear with Association with Dress for Success. And Dress for Success, just to tell you what they do, I'm loving what they do. I'm going to be in touch with... it's kind of looking forward to it. Rena is going to get an email from me. She's the director of the West, and they're in downtown LA. Now, their mission on their website says is to promote the economic independence of disadvantaged women by providing professional attire, a network of support, and the career development tools to help women thrive in work and life. And I love it.
Yeah, I love that. That's such an amazing statement.
And they're doing, you get the one suit, but it's more than that. They start you off with a suit. If you get the job, you get more clothes. They put accessories together. They get you the wardrobe. Established in 1997, New York City, of course. It's a nonprofit. They've helped 700,000 women. And that's what this is about. It's not just, here's your suit. Good luck. It's a network. They teach them. They help them. Well, I'm pretty psyched. We're going to hope to get Rena in here to talk about it. But I went to this great event. And from this event, I just said, we got to be talking about quality versus quantity.
Yeah, they had something similar to this on the show Orange is the New Black, which I'm sure many of you have seen. They dress them up in interview clothes and teach them how to interview. Because you can't just throw them out there into like a halfway house. You need to give them the skill sets to get out there into our world and make a difference, and have... Because a lot of times when people get out of jail or things like that, they become depressed because they don't have these skill sets to make it in this society.
And regress. Right. Depressed and regress and teaching in the domestic violence shelters through the Boulevard Zen Foundation. I mean, these are similar women. They're disadvantaged. But guess what? They don't have much. That's why it's about giving away your clothes. Mm-hmm. Quality versus quantity. Let's talk about that. And there's five categories, and we're going to hit on these definitely next week. One is possessions. I believe this. You got to pare it down. You don't need a lot of nonsense. Even if you have a piece of furniture, a stool, it doesn't matter. Sell it for $5. Give it away.
Right.
Give it away to the Goodwill who could use the money.
Like we were talking about on Wednesday.
Of course. Yeah. Clothes. Critical. Forget about it. If it's bashed away in your closet, get rid of it. Give it to someone who could use it. These women need it. Absolutely. They don't have the means. They're getting jobs. Sometimes these jobs, $8, $10, $12 an hour. Yeah, I know what it's like, especially the server world. I mean, making it there. But in the business world, too, they're starting with jobs maybe as tellers. So help out when you can. Get rid of your clothes. You do that? Yeah, pare it down?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you got to clean out your closet. If you haven't worn it in over a year, you should get rid of it.
Got to get rid of it.
Yeah.
No matter with the tag on it, get rid of it. So what? Guess what? You just Merry Christmas to somebody. Yeah. And I love to do it this time of year before the holidays. Good. Number three is toys and electronics. Yeah, you know what? Unless you're a 12-year-old kid, what are you doing with all these toys? You know?
Right.
My buddy has like 7 cell phones. He keeps buying new phones and he throws them in the drawer. I'm like, what do you do? Can't you sell that phone? Well, I might use a phone. I'm like, you're not using that phone. They're coming out with an Apple 17, iPhone 17.
Seriously. Yeah,
it's incredible. So limit people. You don't need to waste it, and it takes up space.
Yeah, and then it's also the more you buy the electronics, the more people are having to make them, and that's more labor for them, and it's wasteful, honestly.
Well, you could also argue that puts people to work.
True.
But give it away. I'm talking about give this stuff away or sell it to someone for, inexpensive. They can afford it. Someone might need a good phone and they just trade up for $50. Mm-hmm. Hey, I brought a mic when I started this podcast, the Get Your Shit Together podcast. Yeah, that's how I started in January. My buddy's like, you should buy a mic for $50 on the internet. I got a beautiful blue, everybody. Hey, check it out. There's a lot of things you could buy there. How about number four? Friends. Quality friends are better than a bunch of bozos that are just dragging you down.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Get rid of them.
Yeah. You need to find the people in your life that are positive, that a positive influence on you, and get rid of the negative.
Get rid of the negative. Yeah. No matter how difficult it is, take out the machete. Yeah. That's an episode.
And you can have a large quantity of friends, but just make sure they're quality.
Yeah. Quality. Yeah. Thin out your friends, especially all these social
sites. Yeah, they're
there
for you.
You got it. And then lastly, well, not lastly, but lovers is my fifth one. Mm. You got to be careful nowadays, especially you kids out there. I met this gal. I'm telling you this. It's no bullshit. She's 34 years old recently. She's pretty cool. We kind of hit it off. And then she tells me, she had sex with this guy. He didn't have a condom. We had a condom. They used a condom. I'm like, no shit. Every jackass goes through one condom. Come on. I go through the baker's dozen. Right? Yeah. It's a whole nother chapter. You know the baker's dozen, right? It's 13.
13,
When you're a kid in New Jersey, the baker gives you 13 rolls instead of 12.
Yeah.
Well, if a bozo's got one condom, get rid of the ladies. Don't be doing that. Tell them, forget it next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. I'm like, honey.
Don't let them talk you into it.
Now you're going to be thinking for 6 weeks. I got to get tested, this, that, and the other. Hey, you never know.
And they might say they're clean, but men will say
anything to get in your pants. Without a doubt. I've done it many, many times.
Nice, Rich.
Of course. I mean, I don't do that anymore. I'm
They do.
Now I'm reformed.
Yeah. My dad always tells me men only have one thing on their mind. S-E-X.
They do. They do. I will say they do. Yeah. But what can you do? And then the last thing I'm going to talk about is time. You know, use your time, make it quality, mm-hmm. whether you're visiting people, whatever. And, you know what we're going to do next week, too, Shannon? We're going to open up the phone lines. I just want to throw this out. We didn't do that today, but we're going to open it up so that at any given time, anybody could call for anything. I mean, if we pick up, we pick up. But, well, you could do that. Well, the band's coming on, so let the band rock their thing, and we'll start that next week.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so use your time quality-wise. And on that note, let me do a little intro for the kids on McCadden, and you can go get the band.
All right. Yeah, Shannon, be right back.
Yeah, Shannon's going to go get the band. We're going to set them up. We got a couple of guitars going. But check it out. Kids on McCadden. I really like that name. Kind of cool name. Yeah, check them out. That's their the social as well, Facebook, Twitter. Kids on McCadden. McCadden. They're an up-and-coming urban folk rock band. They're based in L.A. Love that. Love these L.A. bands. What I like most about it is they're a collection of students from the famous Musicians Institute in Hollywood. I know that. Yeah, definitely. And they're founded by the lead singer, Mikiros Garos. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. Mikiros, it's kind of an interesting name. And by guitarist Lauren Barnes. Again, we'll get the names correct when these guys get in. Mark Solomon. I don't think I could mess that one up. I had a lot of Solomons at Penn. So there you go. It's a catchy, heartfelt beat. It really is. I mean, I was definitely, you know, checking it out this morning. Okay, here we go. And on that note, hey, guys. Hey, I like it. All right. So the guitars are right here. Cool. Okay. All right. So let's see. You must be Mark Solomon.
That's me. How are you?
Oh, well, let me get you guys on.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, there you go. What is your name, darling?
My name's Lauren.
You're Lauren. How do you say the last name, Lauren?
Barnes.
I got it right.
Cool.
Nice
to meet you.
Cool. And so when you guys are talking, you want to be kind of in front of that mic, and that must be you over there. Yeah.
Here,
look
check,
at
check.
There.
Yes. Check.
She looks
hello,
like,
hello.
Look at you.
Hello. Oh, stop.
Really cool look, you guys.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Awesome. I Two like times. The headdress, too. Are they natural, those dreads?
Well, yes, some of them are.
Most of them, huh? She's got a nice nice collection of dreads there.
I'm going for a little Afro Marge Simpson look.
Yeah. That does work. I like
just
that.
Saying.
You're
going
to need to cut the roof of your car out.
It's a drop top, so, you know.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. It's Very a hot looking. One. You're a hot looking band. You're really hot, too,
I
Lauren over
much.
Here. Look
That's
at Lauren,
really
the white girl. We got the dark. You got Mark Solomon, the Jewish guy in the middle.
That's right.
He's like the Beastie Boys.
That's what I was going for. You know?
I think you're close. So tell me about this band. I mean, you guys, I mean, you look great. You got a cool sound.
Well, you want to go first?
Yes. So we are Kids on McCadden. We called it McCadden Street because we actually met at a school called Musicians Institute, which is like, you know,
very
popular.
Yeah, it's right on McCadden Place, right in the middle of Hollywood.
Exactly. Yeah. Right in the center of all of that. Yeah. And we actually met through a mutual friend after like an ad on Craigslist. It was so random. But then he introduced me to Lauren and like immediately I was like,
yes. We clicked right away.
Yes, yeah. We clicked right away.
But you're from the same school.
Oh, well, she was actually there maybe about 5 years before,
yeah,
would you say?
Yeah, I was there like way
so
back
it was
in
really
the
same serendipitous.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
it was like we met through somebody who was going to school
nice
with
word,
me.
Nice word, serendipitous.
Yeah. And,
that's true.
So I was studying guitar at the time, and he was a drummer, and we were just looking for a singer, and he was like, hey, you know, you should meet my friend Mickey. I met her at the House of Blues or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You guys like met up or something,
yeah,
right?
We went for an interview for another job.
Oh, right on.
Kind
of
fell through, but, you know, but, it led me to you, darling.
Yeah, of course.
So. Yeah, I can call you Mickey?
Yes, it's what? Mickey Ross, but people call me Mickey.
Yeah,
Mickey Ross?
Yes.
Gross?
Yes.
Is that how you say the gross?
Mickey Ross, yeah.
Mickey
Ross.
Yes,
yeah,
it's like Mickey and Ross. Yeah.
Kind of comes
Friends
together. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Yeah. Mark, how'd you get in the middle of these two beautiful women?
Oh, wow.
Shit,
it's
a good
riding
position
to
be in.
Oh, yeah. 4 years ago, I was riding the train in Brooklyn, and I met Lauren. And we decided to start jamming. And I was her guitar teacher for a little while.
For like a day.
Yeah, for a little while.
Nice.
A little while. And
then she became your guitar teacher.
Yeah, right. Yeah. She started teaching me how it's actually done. I've been learning everything I know from her.
He's an awesome, awesome guitarist. And pretty much how we've been friends for a long time. And I knew him, as being this dope guitarist from Florida and whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was into audio engineering, and he was studying audio engineering at the same time that we were in New York. He was there for 6 months. I was there for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And I know we were just always jamming, always recording together. Mm-hmm. And then he ended up bailing me out.
That's right. Yeah.
Something, I was over at UCLA and I needed a place to go. Mm-hmm. And he was living in a recording studio at the time over in Koreatown. And I ended up crashing there for a couple of months. And we just always clicked.
That's nice. So East Coast to the West.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. We've been recording ever since for about 4 or something years now.
Okay.
It's been awesome.
Yeah.
And, Lauren introduced me to Mick at one of the rehearsals one time, and I was impressed immediately by just your vibe and your ability, And I was so, Lauren asked me to produce the first record of the music video that we just put out yesterday.
Two days ago.
Right.
Yeah. On this song? What song?
It's called Jefferson and Me.
Okay. You're going to play that today?
We have a recording of it.
Yeah, we have a recording. If we can play it, that's cool. Yeah.
We could play it over YouTube if you want.
We could totally play it over YouTube.
Fine. So down. Yeah. It's a little deep. It's really.
Yeah.
Kind of.
It's a lot of fun. That was our first really fun. No, we had a couple of really fun songs that we were writing, and they all came out at the same time.
Yeah.
And Jefferson was one of those.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was a really, really catchy riff that Lauren had, and immediately I was like, okay.
Yeah, we just sat down, we started writing it.
Jump on this.
Yeah, it's a beautiful story, and it's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
It's definitely one of my favorites.
No, we just work very, very well off each other without really having to
feel it.
Say a lot. You just kind of look at each other and be like, okay.
We know.
Yes,
what's up.
My sister. Mm-hmm.
And we've been doing this for a while, too. I mean, we've been together for about a year and a half, just writing and performing and so forth.
You guys are 24, 25?
I'm 24.
26.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm over 25.
Oh, okay. You're not 30, though. No way. She's 28 or something.
You better believe it.
Oh, thank you.
Wait a minute. 5 years older than you.
I just turned 24. What's up, man?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
It's all good.
This being 21 thing is hard, man.
I know.
Let me ask you a question. Who's the drummer? I like the drum beat in that song.
Oh, yeah.
Who's
his name is Kyle. His name's Kyle Kaufman.
He does a good job.
He's awesome style. Great guy. Yeah, he's not able to be here today. He's still in school at the Musicians Institute.
We weren't going to be setting up the drum set for you, although that'd be cool. But it really pops even at the end.
Yeah.
So did you like how I called you there? A cross between Lauryn Hill, Macy Gray, and Avril Lavigne, who I love her.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah. Before.
I'm not even going to lie. I love me some Avril.
I love Avril.
I'll take it. Man. I think she's great.
No, you do, because you get fun. She's fun, and you get even a little.
And stylish. She's got a cool style going on.
I do like Avril.
Oh, she totally does. Yeah. She's got a lot of shit going on.
Who was the first one? It was Macy Gray, Avril, and
Lauryn Hill.
And Lauryn Hill.
Definitely do. You're the higher version of her. I mean, higher version.
It's always nice to have a little bit of a comparison to her. I'm a great big fan. We all are. So,
definitely.
Of course. So, what are we thinking? Let's play live. Let's do a live song.
Yeah.
What song are you going to do live?
You want to do Sly Foot?
Yeah. Let's we want to,
Definitely.
Okay.
Keep it a little upbeat.
What's it called?
Slyfoot.
This is Slyfoot. This is one of the first songs me and Lauren.
Okay. Well, let's give them a second to get ready.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us about your day. How's your day going so far?
How's your day?
Oh, tremendous. Tremendous. We debuted a little comedy and then we get Shannon's going to snap a few pictures of us in here. Yeah, you guys can kind of push back a little in your chairs, and then we need to refocus that one down.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, Shannon, maybe. Well, you guys are going to hear a little squeak here, and we're going to refocus his. Yeah, no worries. His microphone. No worries. Oh my God, Shannon! No. All right, hold up, guys. All right, there you go. We're thinking we're jamming. We're not jamming. This is radio. These people, careful. Yeah, you can actually slide back a little more and a little back away from the table. Yeah. Let's give you a little distance. Yep. Okay. That's better. Picks it up. All right. We're going to let these guys get ready here. Day's going awesome. Another beautiful day in the valley on Tola Talks. Here we go. Kids on McCadden. We're going to let these guys rock.
I'm a butterfly, I need to fly, I'm flying inside, oh Lord, set me free. Alive in my life, no guilt in sight, answering to me. We lucky we got out intact, thank God for that, it could be more extreme. I know you'll always have my back, let's face the facts, we're just not meant to be. And no, it wasn't your fault. We tried our best, we tried very hard. There's no right, there's no wrong. There's no wrong. Oh, you're such a catch. And honey, you should know that. One day you'll meet a pretty girl and make her happy. You'll have a white picket fence, have barbecues with your friends. You'll have a woman in your life, it won't be me. No. And no, it wasn't your fault. We tried our best, we tried so damn hard. There's no right, there's no wrong. No right, there's no wrong. No, no. No, you did nothing wrong. We tried our best, we tried so damn hard. There are no winners involved, no losers involved. One day maybe we'll reminisce about all of this. Maturity agrees. I hope one day you'll find your bliss. Avoid the bullish and set your spirit free. I know you can do this. I know you'll get through this. You have to do this. Try to see the bigger picture. You have to do this. You are not ruined. You'll be okay. You've always been a badass soldier. I know you can do this. Know you get through this. You have to do this. See beyond your chosen comfort. You have to take this. I know you won't. Know you won't make it. You have to break this. Confusion hardly lasts forever. No, it hardly lasts forever. Don't last forever. Don't last forever. No, no, no.
Awesome. Oh, that's awesome.
Thanks, Shannon.
Wow,
thanks,
that was awesome. Bouncing
thanks,
around over
Shannon.
Here. Holy cow. This is like
let's
a really fun, good energy. You guys have a great vibe.
Oh, thank you, man. So well, likewise.
You liking it? Yeah, no, I'm feeling it. You get it. I like it. I really, really do.
Well,
I'm
so glad you did.
The video just came out. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
That's on the website.
Yeah,
right?
So on YouTube and Kids on
the Academy. Yeah, so you're going to have to come in.
We might have to
microphone.
Do a video for the Slyfoot because it usually has a
that's a great
really
song.
Good, like, response.
You could do that.
Yeah, we could definitely make that.
We're going to fix that for you there, girl. Can you? Yeah, we're going to fix their mics, get them a little back to normal.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, she's like... Cool. That's the sound, folks, when you're hearing a little static. We're just going to, this one squeaks a little, but no worries. Yeah, we just got to get them repositioned. Cool.
Yeah, what's the best way to reach you guys to download your music?
Oh, you can go to kidsonmacadden.com. You can find us on CD Baby. We're on Spotify, iTunes, everything. You can find us anywhere.
Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Google us. You'll find us.
And what's up with the show coming up in Tarzana? My friend lives in Tarzana. Is that the Paladino bar? You playing
yeah,
there?
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. What's the that? DJ King show.
Mm-hmm. Paladino.
That's like a, what says 1 a.m. You going on at 1 a.m.?
Yeah, it's one of those big ballin' parties.
Yeah,
so
that's when it's bumping.
It's going to be happening all night.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All night.
So come
night.
On out.
Nice.
Come on out and party with us. We're going to be that's dancing. Right. I'm dancing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll now, be there.
What day
oh, yeah,
is that
we're
again?
Dancing.
What day?
Yeah.
That is the 23rd.
The 23rd.
October
right.
23rd.
I think that's a Wednesday.
That's
or Thursday.
Right. And it's all on our website.
Yeah, you can
oh,
find
yeah.
It there.
Cool
mm-hmm.
website.
Yeah.
I liked your logo. I just put that out on Facebook today.
Sweet.
Oh,
cool.
Oh, awesome, man.
Yeah, no.
Good looking out.
The logo was designed by Lauren here.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Lauren also directed the video that's coming out mm-hmm. called Jefferson and Me. Mm-hmm. So,
no kidding.
Yeah.
Multi-talented. Yeah, you did, huh?
Yes.
You have your own camera? You get a cinematographer?
Oh, no, I got to rent them out.
No
so
kidding.
It worked out perfectly, yeah. Mm-hmm. I got it through my school, so it was perfect.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we have some really great people on our team who have some really awesome gear who are great.
Yes, you know? Definitely. Mm-hmm. We had a really great team working with us.
Yeah, they
a
were
lot
amazing.
Of good friends of us. We have a lot of really talented friends. And so we're very blessed. Mm-hmm.
So what are you thinking? So you got this couple of songs. This an album, the whole album you got out there?
Yeah.
We have an EP album. It's all about how we want to. We really want to release it, and so we have an. I think we're going to do it by an EP. We're going to release maybe two EPs with the material we have.
Yeah, we had a drummer record on three songs yesterday, so we have enough for an EP right now. Mm-hmm. But we actually have a whole album recorded. We're just taking our time producing it. Right,
yeah, we're, that's all. It's all about getting
nowadays,
it just right.
Yeah.
Just cleaning it up and you know making sure before.
Well,
we
you could
it,
do one song at a time. I mean, it's all
right.
The sound is there.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
doubt. Now, how many do like when you play in the band, how many do you have? You had the drums, you had a couple?
4 to 5.
Yeah,
okay. It depends. Yeah,
usually that, full band.
Yeah, usually, now that Mark's been doing lead, he was filling in for bass for a while. And so, about 5, rocking it out. Or we just trim it down for more acoustic stuff. Mm-hmm. We really like doing a lot
of
acoustic.
We love doing acoustic. Yeah. That's kind of like our heart and soul. That's where we started. That's where we bonded.
Yeah, but we can get it big.
But then we can get it big,
in.
Too, when we have to. But you
Do you guys ever do covers of songs?
Not often.
Not
actually.
Often. However, we have started rehearsing, like, recently to do some covers, man.
Yeah, just to start beefing it up. Because,
you know, a little cover, you know, here and there.
Yeah,
just,
covers
really
are
to have in your
like
repertoire.
Get the crowd.
It's
get
true.
The crowd
and
down.
They're like, oh my God, I love
absolutely.
This song.
Absolutely.
It's about me.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, then you slip your songs in there, you know.
And it's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you play at the Room 5? Do you guys get over there?
We haven't yet.
No.
Gotta go check them out. Yeah, second floor, you should, on La
cool.
Brea.
I've been there.
Oh,
yeah,
you've
a good
been
friend
there?
Of mine has come in. Hey. Yeah, played over there. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
should.
A good spot.
Yeah.
I mean, the Hotel Cafe, of course, but
yeah,
work there. No, you get it. This guy, Eric Masick, he was the first, our first Acoustic Friday. We started the show on September 1st, right? That first Friday. Now, Eric, I'll give you a quick little story. This is how it works. Mm-hmm. I was at the Hotel Cafe. I had a yoga student who told me to go, right? She was playing a set there. I'm in the alleyway because you enter through the back. And I meet this guy who's the kind of where, you know, where you guys are. I mean, he'd been doing it for a long time, I guess. But it's like, you know, he wasn't. And I'm like, dude, when are you, you know, got to see you out there. And it's just next thing you know, he's playing the Hotel Cafe.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way it works.
Right.
It's like you got to just, if you believe in it, you guys have the talent, just keep putting out, right?
Yeah.
Nowadays, one song could, boom. Mm-hmm. Right? What do you think, Shannon?
Exactly. Totally. You just gotta get out there. We're all on our grind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Definitely. And actually, a really good friend of mine who is on tour right now in the UK, and he has been for a couple of months now, he told me right before he left to never give up, because if you don't, everyone else will.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you another little story. Come to Hollywood. When you come to Hollywood, I met a lot of guys in the beginning when I first met here. A lot of people, guys, gals, whatever, and they always want to give you their advice.
Yeah.
Right? And this one guy, I was doing background. I don't even remember what it was. It was a restaurant in Los Feliz. No, I remember where I was, but Mark Ruffalo maybe was in it. I don't even remember this.
Oh,
I
love him.
Yeah, so I'm there, and I meet this guy, and he'd been doing background for 21 years. No kidding.
Wow.
He was a real estate broker, but he did it like 3-4 days a week. He was SAG. You know, he just said, hey. He said, you know, he said this to me. He goes, the second job they ever worked, background, second. He goes, not the first, the second. He said, I met Ron Howard. Ron, it was a Ron Howard film. I met Ron Howard and, yeah, whatever. So I get the food, you know, at the craft services. And he says, Ron says to me, he goes, hey, he asked him. He goes, I asked him if he had any words of advice. He goes, well, he goes, it's like, imagine this. He's like, when you come to Hollywood, you get in line. And the line's like a million people long. He goes, and, you know, they take one person every day. He goes, so you're thinking there's no chance I'm ever going to get to the front. No chance. He goes, but what you don't realize is every day 1,000 people get out of line. So it doesn't matter. Like, if you stay in line and you know, you got to kind of gut it out to get there, no doubt. I mean, we all do come to this town, right? All sorts
That's
of jobs you take.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you got daddy-o paying for it, which is okay too, I guess. Well,
blessed,
no, it's about, if you're blessed. But no, you guys are doing what you're doing. Just keep doing it. Keep putting out content. Nowadays, right?
Right.
Like your channels. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So, well, let's look at it this way. This show's about 5 more minutes long.
Okay.
So do you want to chat? Do you want to play this song?
Because
then
the
we're going
to. Yeah,
is
we want to play the
song. Yeah, so it's about 4.5. So it should be perfect.
4.5 minutes? Okay. Let's see. I think I'm going to be able to. Now I wonder if she's Ronnie, our engineer in the studio today is Ronnie. Ronnie was going to come in and set that up for us because it is a YouTube thing. You want to play? Can you play it live?
Totally play
Let's
it
play
live.
It live. Let's play it live, guys. That way.
That's so fun.
You got
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Way better. All right. What's this one called?
This is called Jefferson.
This is called Jefferson and Me. This is the video that we just released this past Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Love it. Here we go. Kids on McCadden.
Look at you all grown up. Look at you all grown up into a dashing man. The last time I saw you, just an awkward boy, didn't know your ass from the back of your hand. My ladies say they saw you online, they say that now you're cute. I said, ladies, you're late to this party. Behind those Poindexters, I always knew Jefferson and me, Jefferson and me have a history. Oh, Jefferson and me, way back from the way back when things were simple. Jefferson and me, Jefferson and me have some stories. Oh, Jefferson and me, way back from the way back when things were simple, skipping out of math class and running away under the bleachers. That class turned out to be a perk. You and I trying to figure out how this kissing thing works. Summer days you would come over, strapping in the heat after school, pretend you're helping with my homework. Instead we're laughing, watching Martin Lawrence movies up in my room. Coolest of the uncool, we didn't have a clue. Feels like nothing has changed. Oh, but only everything's changed. Jefferson and me, Jefferson and me have a history. Oh, Jefferson and me, way back from the way back when things were simple. Jefferson and me, Jefferson and me have some stories. Oh, Jefferson and me, way back from the way back when things were simple. Whoa. Whoa, here we are again, face to face. Congratulations, my brother. I hear you got engaged. Whoa, I wonder what she's like. That lucky lady that is gonna be your wife. Oh, that could have been me rocking that ring. I guess we'll never know, we'll never know. Dear Jefferson, you got me wondering so. Whoa. Whoa, Jefferson and me, Jefferson and me still have chemistry, or is it just me? Way back from the way back when things were simple. Jefferson and me, Jefferson and me have some stories. Oh, Jefferson and me, way back from the way back when things were simple.
Yeah. Awesome. Lauren, way to go. That's Lauren plucking away.
You should see the finger movement over here.
Yeah, really good.
I know. We get a little animated.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are fabulous. Mickey Garros. I guess I get
Mickey
that right.
Garros.
Mickey Rosgarros.
Garros.
Garros.
You almost got it.
Garros. Lauren, yeah. Barton, go ahead.
You got to see these guys live. Their performance is amazing. I got the chills. It was awesome.
No, oh, really thanks, is. Shannon. You got to feel it.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Got to feel it. Lauren, Bernice, and Mark Solomon. Hey, you guys are awesome. Kids on McKen. Hey, guys, thanks so much for coming in. Love
thank
these
so
songs.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much for having us. You guys were amazing.
Yeah, we loved it. Yeah. Good. So, yeah, we'll see you again. I mean, when you got a lot of stuff cooking, that's good stuff. We'll definitely have you back. Love it.
Love it. We'd love to come back.
Thanks for tuning in. And everybody else out there, hey, thanks for tuning in. You want to listen to that again, you know where to check it out. LATalkRadio.com/Tola Talks. Yeah, and so what do you think, Shannon? Another great show today.
Yeah, that was amazing. Well, I'll be back next week.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun. We'll do quality versus quantity. Yeah, Shannon and I are sharing the same mic here as these guys come in the studio. So that's why she's like coming in.
We're getting really close here.
Yeah, we're real close.
Mouth to mouth.
Ooh, I feel like I'm,
cheek to cheek.
I feel like I'm Johnny Cash over here. Yeah, singing.
June and Johnny
from the movie.
I love it.
Well, that was a great show, man. Hope you had a good time, everybody. Check me out more if you want, richtola.com. This will be up there as well. We're going to blog it out on the socials. You know where to find everybody. So check out Monday's. Monday's going to be great. I got Troy back in the studio. We're going to be reviewing The Judge with Robert Downey Jr. for Movie Mondays. And, I'm Rich Tola. And remember, dreams do come true. But, hey, what do I know?
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.